Hello.
Hello, Mila?
Yes.
Hi, Mila. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from your current marketing team, Local Splash, with the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes, I received your message. I was just a little bit busy.
Okay. Are you still busy?
A little bit. I know Hugo was looking into the service, but right now we're dealing with a very difficult client that was actually through your site, through the site. I'm not saying it's your client or anything like that, but he committed a lot of fraud, and we're dealing with that. Basically, he's using an alias, whatever you call it.
Alias.
Alias. I couldn't think of it. And I know it's because in Spanish it's very similar, and the pronunciation is
so
my brain is bilingual, so it kind of lives in between two worlds.
Yes.
So the number you got, the number that was registered through the Local Splash was basically just a front to scheme, and it's just been a mess. It's like a nest between a nest and a nest. So I'm trying to deal with that and reporting it to authorities.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys should know. That way you don't refer other people to this criminal.
We don't refer anybody, so we don't actually make connection with the clients.
We're not refer, but as far as like him trying to seek out more people through
the phone number that he called in on, we can definitely flag him. Do you have that phone number?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Let me see. Give me. Yeah, because he uses so many different ones.
Okay, we'll take all of them.
Okay, so I will give you. I'm trying to look at the text.
Take your time.
Sent me originally. Where is it? I just had it. It is 713.
Okay.
281-3602.
Okay.
And this comes with an extension, and they all go to him. So it's extension 123.
Weird. Extension 123?
So yeah, they're all the same. He even has an email that he put through you guys.
Okay, what is it?
It's called Conquer, CONQUER, Legal Group, LTD.
Legal Group or Legal
Group? Yeah, group. No,
singular?
Group with that mess. Singular, yeah. LTD, like limited. LTD.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
2023.2023.
At Yahoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And let me give you the other number. It is 281-846-6101. Let me see if that one matches the one he called.
281-846-6101.
I have one more. Let me make sure it's the same thing. Oh, yeah, no, that's the same one. Yeah.
Okay, and the name? He's going by?
Okay. He is going by Junior. And then I'll just fill it out. I don't know how to pronounce it. FAMITUTIMI. Famitutini. Okay, and then he's issuing out checks to Steve Moody. Via name Steve Moody.
Via the name or alias
Steve Moody, which is
Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Moody, M-O-O-D-Y.
Yes, and that's when you call that 713 number, that's that front that he's showing. That's how we thought it was a legit a group. Just like his email says, thank you for calling Conquer Legal Group, Dr. Steve Moody. So that's the front he uses. And he's been using his Batman's name, Steve. And I took the bank check to the bank. So they have a client named Steve Moody, but it's not the check number that he gave us.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. So let me give you the other name, the other check, the other check that he gave us has a different name.
1 second. Issuing checks via the name or alias Steve Moody. So when you call the 713 number, it says the phone belongs to Steve Moody.
Conquer Group associated to Dr. Steve Moody.
Oh, my gosh. Group associated with Dr. Steve Moody.
Yeah,
which is all fictitious. Okay.
Fictitious. Yeah. I'm trying to give you the name of the, because he gave us another check, but that one has the, it's supposed to be the phone number, I mean, the place of, the place where we're working on. We were installing lights for him. That's supposed to be his new.
The service he needed.
Well, that's the name of the what is it called? The business he's trying to open. It's like a collision repair. Let me see if I even have the check anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if I took a picture of it. Yeah, I know. I've been going around trying at least to report him to the police.
Yeah, absolutely. You have enough stuff that you should be able to do that. And then it looks here. I can't say for sure within the call tracking, but I believe that if he called you through the call tracking number, you should have access to that.
I don't know. I'm wondering what his real name is.
Oh, it's okay. I see here it's popping up. Junior Fatima. Yeah, I thought it was an, thought you said S. Let me change that to an F. Okay. Yeah, there's some recorded phone calls here in your call tracking.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting. So you have those recorded phone calls. Yes, I see here the email and everything. Please note that this is commercial installation that needs for outdoor and indoor. Okay. Yeah, so you can even go in through your client dashboard, Mila, and you can see where he's called.
Oh.
And you have those recorded phone calls. So maybe that helps, like if you're reporting to the police, maybe that helps.
Okay. All right, let me give you the name of the business he's using.
Okay.
This is supposed to be the, and of course, he's like an 80-year-old man with a walker. I mean, he's getting help from someone. I'm sure he may go scheme up this whole thing.
They're just using him.
Yeah, there. He's the front man.
It's like a long con.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yes.
No.
So let me give you the name of the group, I mean the business he's trying to open up, because the owner of the business called us because he scammed him too.
Okay, so let me put that. Hold on. He is opening.
It's called a collision auto company.
As a front. A collision auto company.
Yeah, it's supposed to be called Southeast Houston Collision Auto Company. That's the name of the check that he gave us, and underneath it is that front, Conquer Holding Group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Insane, isn't it?
Yes, it's terrible.
Yeah,
which is an actual business. Which is an actual business that has been scammed in this process as well.
Yeah.
The real owner.
He's the warehouse. Yeah, he's the one that he's supposed to be leasing the warehouse from. Yes. So
wow.
That's why we're like, okay, let me stop what I'm doing.
Yes.
Calling our legal group, trying to see how to protect ourselves moving forward, because we literally just opened this business 6 months ago, and we already encountered something so big. So I need to make sure we have the right protection before we continue taking commercial clients.
Yeah, this is so funny because I was actually the person, I just looking back in the notes on this account, I was actually the original person that signed you guys up back in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually the one who did that. That's so funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Geez, I'm so sorry you're going through all of this. That's terrible. Yeah, but
yeah,
good thing, like it is a good thing that you have that call tracking system through us because you have those recorded phone calls to prove that he had intent, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and I wanted to let you guys know in case he's trying to look for other electricians or other labor workers to go and do stuff at this place.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to let the team know. I'm sure that they'll, they're going to definitely block this across all destinations for all clients. Obviously it's not hard for him to get another fake number, but at least he'll know that we know that those ones are burned, you know? So
Yeah, they are.
So we can report that and go as far as that is. Yeah, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
No, it's okay. I mean, it is what it is.
The bank's protecting your money, though, right? Like, they're giving you your money back?
Oh, no. The reason we found out is that we deposited that fake check, and then it got refunded the next day.
Oh, so the bank was like, sorry, man, this is fraud.
Yeah, they told me they told me that the that account number didn't exist. And then I called him, and he's like, oh, something's wrong with your bank. So I went to the bank, and they told me all the information.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. And then whenever you guys are ready for the Google Guarantee, I sent the email over. Everything is there for you guys, and I would love to go over it with you. Okay?
Yes, yes. Definitely.
All right, hon.
Definitely something we're interested in. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.